It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold. That comes on Constellation Software. It is from William Battle, who sent this in from Cold Lake, Alberta. Thank you, William. He asks, Constellation Software has pulled back recently. I like the long-term track record of growth. What are your thoughts on the valuations at present? Thanks for the question again, William. Well, Constellation Software, symbol CSU on the TSX, currently priced at around $901. Its market cap is just over $19 billion. What does the company do? Well, this company is an under-the-radar tech acquisition or growth by acquisition story in Canada. It was founded in 1995, headquartered in Toronto, and it's engaged primarily in the development, installation, and customization of software related to public and private sectors. It also provides related professional services and support. The financials look relatively solid on the business. For a company its size, it is growing at an above average rate. We saw a bounce back to this growth rate in the third quarter of this year. Revenues were up 19% to $759 million. Net income was up 21% to $65.7 million. And adjusted EBITDA was up 22% to $196 million from $161 million in the third quarter of last year. Our take on the stock. Constellation is a very well-run Canadian company. It is a tech sector. In this tech sector in Canada that lacks big name power and any real breadth of companies. Frankly, it is woefully small and we'd like to see more entrants. Its CEO, Mark Leonard, continues to basically work his butt off and deliver growth. Not organic growth, but growth via acquisition, which is it's a very hard thing to do. Trust me, we look at a number of companies on a yearly basis that try to do this and fail miserably. Each day, we see him waking up and looking for good software companies to buy at reasonable prices. He has refused to pay a nickel more than he absolutely has to, essentially. These companies are then added to Constellation's ever-growing portfolio, where other cost efficiencies are squeezed out of them, maximizing profits. Today, Constellation boasts just over $19 billion in market cap. And over its past 12 months or four quarters, it has revenues roughly in the range of $3 billion. Now, when Constellation reports its earnings, management asks that we focus on adjusted earnings, which removes non-cash items, the largest being, for this company, the amortization of intangible assets. As analysts, we can agree with this type of approach for a growth by acquisition related business such as Constellation. Now, Constellation continues to trade at, or currently trades at 33 times adjusted earnings estimates for 2018 and 28 times its 2019 estimates, with a 19% growth rate expected in 2019 in terms of adjusted earnings. We see this as fair value to slightly overvalued near term. So over the next 6 to 8 months, we do not see outperformance from the stock. But if we look 2 to 5 years forward, we would bet on this management team outperforming and see it as an option in a barren Canadian tech landscape.